January 10th, 2025 may be the most important day of your year.
All right, it's Elizabeth in Radar, and Elizabeth is going on and on about this, even off the air. And I'm like, what is the big deal?
Everyone knows. Everyone knows what this day is.
Well, maybe some people don't. So
the second Friday in January is known as
Fish Fry Friday.
Quitter's Day. This is the day where most people will quit their New Year's resolution. Now, it's an important day because if you are someone that set these goals for yourself, don't be a quitter. Stick with it. Stick with it. See what happens. Do whatever you can today to not be a quitter. Now that you know this is what the day is called, maybe you might rethink, okay, perhaps I should get to work on time, or I should get to the gym, or whatever your goals are. Radar, you were saying when we got back together after the holiday here that you've been journaling.
Wait a minute. Let me correct you on that. In 2024, I said, I'm going to journal because Elizabeth talks about, I'm looking back in my journal. I'm like, you know what? I should probably start journaling. That would be cool. I'm somebody who likes to look back at history. And you know where we were last year at this time? Drives my sister Brenda crazy. She's like, oh, you and your memory. Oh, my God. So now I'm like, I'm gonna write it down. So I had an app. I started putting some things in. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be good. And then I realized once 2025 came, January 1st, that's the only day I journaled. Actually, January 2nd. So I said, ooh, second day of journaling. And that was it. So
and that's all you put down.
Yeah. So then this year, as we were talking about it, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to start journaling. And so I did that. I opened up the same journal app. I had to refresh it and also get an update on it. But I put in, okay, here, we're back at work. Going to start journaling in 25.
But it's also hard to stay motivated to do something like journaling if you haven't seen the payoff yet.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a benefit. If your hope was to look back, you have to keep going a little while.
And, right.
And look, you could start back up. It's not like it's all lost if you went a couple days not journaling. Think about the four tires on the car. Four tires on the car. If one tire goes flat.
They go round and round.
Do you all of a sudden say, well, screw it, I'm going to pop all the other three tires? No, you fix that tire and you get on the road and you keep moving forward.
So
think about that with your goals. If you have a moment like that where you fell short, you didn't do what you wanted, you didn't get to the gym, whatever it may be, you don't just throw it all in and say, that's it, I'm done. Just like you wouldn't pop all three of the tires if one was busted.
Okay, I'm going to journal right now. Elizabeth yelled at me to continue journaling. Hashtag one tire flat, the others don't get popped. There we go. I got it. I'm doing it.
All right.
I'm going to do it because you told me to.
You made a note.
Okay, I'm going to try. And then we can look back on this next year and say, hey, look it.
Huh? The research shows this is the day. This is the day that people will typically quit. But maybe you are someone that has stuck with it. Or is it done already? Are you part of Quitter's Day? It's the second Friday of the year when this happens, when people say, no, got to be too much, too hard, can't do it, can't keep going. Call, text in, 414-432-1099, the Site Unlimited text line if you want to just send us a text message.
You think people have actually kept their
I bet there's somebody that has done it.
Come on, people.
Or has set a goal for them. So I didn't set a resolution, but my goal was trying to not have things that I can't control, which, let's be real, that's 99.1% of everything, not bother me. And I fell short last night. I thought we had some issue with our car. I thought our car was making a rumbling noise.
Yeah.
And I'm in the restroom with my husband. I'm like, that's it. We're going to have to get a new car. It's bad. We've got to get it fixed.
We're done.
And he's like, hang on a second here. We don't even know what the heck this is. Let's get it looked at. We're not getting a new car. And I remember feeling in that restaurant, oh my gosh, it's happening. I'm getting worked up over something that I don't need to get this worked up about. It's not good. It's not good to carry that much stress.
No, it is not. It is not good to do that.
So I fell short, but I wouldn't say I'm quitting. I've had moments even now. I was saying to Radar in the studio, I am listening to the audiobook, Mel Robbins, Let Them. It's the Let Them theory.
Let them.
People want to be weirdos and annoying? Let them.
That's their choice.
I'm not putting that on me. Let them.
Yeah.
Let me. So I'm trying. I wouldn't say I've quit, but it's like a muscle. If you don't flex it, man, it gets weak and it goes away.
Or like those tires. If one goes flat, you fix it. You keep it with the other ones. I like that analogy. That was really good, Elizabeth.
I'm so glad you put that in your journal.
414-432-1099.
Where are you at with your goals for the year?
Slash resolution, goal slash resolution.
Are you taking part in Quitter's Day, or have you been going strong? Are you at?
One person. That's all we need to hear from. And then that'll help propel me going, okay, well, there's somebody out there. I guess I can do that,
I think
too.
You can still do it, Radar.
All right.
You
call
can still do it.
Or text.
Are you a part of Quitter's Day? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, and that's what today is nicknamed, the second Friday in January, where people are done with their New Year's goals and resolutions. And so we're trying to sit here and say, hey, it's never too late. You don't want to be a part of Quitter's Day. You can still pick up the pieces and keep going. We've got some messages here at our text line, 414-432-1099. This is amazing. We've got a text here that says, going strong with the resolution. 2025 theme is HVOS, hottest version of self.
Oh, yeah. You know it. That's
so
good.
I responded back and I said, yes, what are you doing daily to be the hottest version of self? And the person responded back here saying, putting myself first, skincare, gym, lots of water, life coach sessions.
Oh, yeah.
And the self-care maintenance things like face masks, eyebrow waxing. Yep. I'm a mom and often don't always put myself first, but this is the year to do that. That's amazing.
You're the mom.
That's so inspiring.
That
way
is very
to
inspiring.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
We've also got a text here that says, still achieving my goal, going to the gym 3 days a week. Let's go.
Let's go. Not quitting. Keep it up.
Here's a text that says, I quit before I started. I don't make them. And then here's another message we have talking about these resolutions and goals for the new year. You don't need a new year to start your goals. If you fail, restart, reset the next day is a new day. Again, kind of like I was
talking about,
if you feel like you're falling short, the analogy is if one tire pops, you don't pop the other three tires.
In
no,
my
you
journal.
Fix the tire and you keep moving forward.
All right, I'm going to try journaling. I'm going to do exactly what our listeners who have texted in on the Siding Unlimited text line have said. You take care of yourself, do your thing, don't give up. Just keep it moving. Keep her moving.
Also, I think we all should embrace what this one mix listener texted in. 2025 theme is HVOS, hottest version of self. Do something for you today and don't feel bad about it.
Way to be alive in 25.
Yeah.